We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
It is so good to have you with us on this one. Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. I'm CVV Chris Van Vliet, and this is the big one today. Not only because it's episode 400, which is amazing and kind of hard to wrap my head around this, but we get to celebrate this milestone with Tyler Perry. Tyler's one of my favorite people to talk to, and I've been so fortunate to have done so many interviews with him over the last 10 or so years. And by the way, thank you for being with us, whether this is the first episode that you've ever listened to or whether you've been here the whole time for all 400 episodes. I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate Tyler. He's been so exceptionally kind to me my entire career. And when you talk to anyone about Tyler Perry, though, that's just the person that he is. It's just the kind of guy he is. And I owe him a debt of gratitude for the kindness that he showed me and just his generous nature. And I'm just so glad that we could sit down for this to talk about his new movie. It's called A Jazz Man's Blues. It's out on Netflix as of today. He wrote it, directed it, and produced it. And it's actually one of the first screenplays that he ever wrote. He wrote this back in 1995. And he tells me the whole story behind why he's making it now and why 27 years later is the right time to put this out. If you haven't done so already, please follow the podcast wherever you're listening right now and take a screenshot, tag us so that we know that you're with us and also so we can share it out. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. Tyler is at Tyler Perry. And let's do it. Please welcome the one, the only, Tyler Perry.
I knew it.
It is so good to see you.
I knew it, man. Congratulations on LA and everything. What are you doing in Vegas?
So my old boss is the news director in Vegas. And he said, when you do interviews, can we run them here? And I said, sure.
I love it, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. We got to catch up. It's been years.
Yeah. It's been way too long. It was right before, you know, the world shut down.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
We'll make it happen. Thank you for always being so kind to me. I super appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Who was the person who was really kind to you early on in your career?
Oh, gosh. Early on in my career, I ran into a lot of people really kind. Oprah was definitely one of them. Every major celebrity I met of the older generation, they were all very kind and imparted a lot of wisdom into me.
What do you think's the lesson from Oprah that you still carry with you now with everything you do?
Just how authentic she is in herself, just how it is important to her to make everybody feel seen and feel good. And that I love what that did for me, and I want to do that for other people. So that's definitely from her and my mother.
So when you make a film like this, how do you decide if you're going to star in the film or if you're just going to sit back and do everything behind the scenes?
Well, when I wrote it 27 years ago, I wanted to star in it, but I got too old. And so I had to rethink of the casting, and I thought, you know, I'm going to sit back in a director's chair and really take my time and paint every image like a photograph here and find some incredible talent. And we were able to do that. And I'm very, very proud of the work.
So with that said, if you got in your mind like it was going to be you playing Bayou, what does an actor have to do to impress you in an audition?
You know what? I was just looking for someone who understood the period and the time and asked the right questions. And Joshua Boone asked the right questions. He challenged my thought process in some of those situations. It made me think, but also the understanding of this is a vision that we need to paint together. So it was really, really great.
I think this is a movie that people are surprised that you're making. Like it's not a movie people expect from you. Like, do you enjoy surprising people?
You know, the first most of these 25 years or so has been about making sure I establish myself securely in my career so that I can do things like this. Because I always felt with every hit that I was still fledgling in the business, that if I had one miss, something would go off. So I had to stick with what I knew would work. But now I'm at a place and dealing and having a partner like Netflix, I'm able to do things that I've wanted to do for a long time.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm so curious about Gone Girl. When you were on the set of Gone Girl and you're learning under someone amazing like David Fincher, what's something that you take as a director now onto the sets when you're directing?
Everything. Everything except 100 takes of each thing. But I took.
You're like one takes.
Yeah, one or two. Yeah. If I'm doing four or five takes, something's majorly wrong. But he was very much a wealth of information. Just he knew so much about so many different things. And I've listened to he and Ben talk, and it was very helpful in everything that I put into Jazz Man.
I think that life's like all about moments, and there can be moments in our life that change our life one way or the other. What do you think's the one moment for you that has set you on the path that you're on now?
I think it was probably hearing no a lot. I don't know one specific moment that set me on the path, but every time I would hear a no, it would give me this strength and desire to make sure that I got a yes somewhere. So, yeah.
You're such an inspiration. Thank you for always being so kind, so generous with everything.
Absolutely, man. Chris, I appreciate it. And congratulations.
Well, hey, congratulations to you.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. Things are good. Things are really
good. I appreciate that. Super grateful for you. And I can't wait to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. We'll do that.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon.
Love that guy. Huge thank you to Tyler for this mini interview, this mini view, as I call these. And thank you for always being with us on these audio adventures. Go check out Tyler Perry's new movie called A Jazz Man's Blues. It's streaming on Netflix right now. And take a screenshot on your phone. Tag us on social media. Let us know what stood out for you. Let us know what you thought of the film after you've seen it. Tyler is at Tyler Perry. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And since Tyler mentioned Oprah and what he learned from her, I'll leave you with an Oprah Winfrey quote. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Be great and be grateful. We'll see you on the next one for some more insight.